Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jesus said, and this gospel, which one?
This gospel.
The one and only, original, right? Unchanging, everlasting gospel shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When this gospel is preached in all the world, for a witness to all, everybody say all the world, all nations, without any exceptions. Then, Jesus said, the end will come. The end will come. That's why in Mark 16:15, the Great Commission is this. Right? What's the Great Commission? Go into all the world and feed people, clothe people, build houses. No? Now see, those are good things. We've been involved in different ones of these things. But there are many, many churches, they have substituted that for this. And even leave the impression that a big part of you making heaven is how many good deeds you do. How good of a person. That's a different gospel. That's not the gospel Jesus preached. That's not the gospel Paul preached. That if you'd be a good enough person and you'd give enough of your monies and your time to help people in need, that you'd go to heaven. That's an untrue gospel. That is not right. We want to help people. But the greatest need of every man, woman, and child on the planet is spiritual.
Yes, it is.
I said spiritual. And no matter what you do, you can spend every penny you ever get. You can give yourself every moment and every ounce of strength working for somebody else. You will not touch the needs of the world. You might help a few people, but of the 7 billion and the massive need that is on this planet, you could take all the money from every rich person and it would be a drop in the bucket. It will not. People preach that you can fix it that way. It's a lie. Why? If it was true, man could meet his own needs and wouldn't need God and wouldn't need a Savior. There is one. And only one.
Amen.
That can meet all the needs.
Yes.
Of all the world.
Yes.
Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, family, financially. He is the Almighty.
Yes.
And the gift He has given is His Son.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
And the good news is the way to the salvation. It's the power of God to all who believe. Can God meet everybody's need?
Yes.
Yes, He can. There are all kinds of things money can't buy, can't begin to buy. You can't buy healing. You can't buy deliverance. You can't buy restoration. But God's got it all.
Amen.
The big thing that every one of us needs is to know God and to know how to receive from Him and to know how to walk and live with Him. How do you get that? How do you get that? Not by hearing about social reform.
No.
Not by hearing about moral standards.
No.
There's something more important than all of that. That's why the Great Commission, help me out, is to go. Go, Jesus said, go into all the world. Help me out. Help me out. Preach thee. The one and only. Preach the gospel to every created being. See, this is in line with the other things he said, every person, every nation, everywhere. Preach the gospel to every created being. And he that believes and is baptized, that's acting on what you believe. Baptism is a graphic, physical picture of the gospel. Jesus died, he was buried, and he was raised from the dead. It's a public identification with the one and only gospel. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. This is the most important thing you and I can be doing as a church.
Amen.
Thank God for anything else we can do. But the most important thing is the preaching of this good news.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we know from our study now in Galatians 3 that a big part of the good news is that we've been redeemed.
Yes.
Well, think about it. What is the good news? People say, well, Jesus came. He was born of a virgin. He died and paid the price on the cross. And he was raised from the dead. And he was caught up to heaven, to sit down at the right hand of God. Amen. 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 Why? Why did he do that?
That's right.
Why did he do that? Don't just stop there.
Right.
Why? What did that get us? What did that do for us? Yes. What did that do for us when he hung on the cross? He became accursed.
Yes.
Because it is written way back in Deuteronomy, long ago, it was written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Why would he let them do that to him? Why? Why? He took our place. We were in trouble. We were accursed. We deserved the curse of the law. We deserved the judgment. And we had no way out. We couldn't fix it. We couldn't save ourselves. So God so loved the world.
Hallelujah.
Is this good news or not? God so loved the world that he sent. Hallelujah. His only begotten Son. And Jesus so loved us that he went. He came. And became like other men, took on the form, not of angels, but of mankind. And lived a perfect life so he could be a perfect, sinless, spotless, substitutionary sacrifice. The spotless Lamb of God. And so he did offer himself and he was sacrificed. But what's the good news about? Why? What did it get for us? What happened? It redeemed us from every evil thing mentioned in Deuteronomy 28.
Right.
Is there a lot there we've been redeemed from?
Yes.
And it qualified us and made us the seed of Abraham.
Right.
And got the blessing of Abraham for us, which is an empowerment to get every good thing and to enjoy every good thing and to be able to live in the rest of God and to even advance until we have abundance to give. That we can give and be used of God for blessing to flow to and flow through.
Hallelujah.
Oh, somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And if we really believe it, what Jesus said, how many would like to just go ahead and wind this thing up and get out of here and be through with this curse-filled earth and all these evil spirits down here and all these unbelievers and mean folks? How many wouldn't mind hearing the trumpet in the morning? Or tonight would be fine. Y'all with me or not? Hearing that trumpet and the sky splitting and you and I blowing this popsicle stand. I mean, we're out of here. How many think that could be a great thing? We're out of here. We're done with being tired. We're no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more dying, no more crying, no more pain.
That's right. Glory.
Well, according to Jesus, we know what the holdup is.
That's right.
Not preaching religion, not preaching moral standards, not preaching this one or that one's idea and concept, their truth. The gospel. The original. The unchanging. The one and only. everlasting gospel. When that is preached over the whole world, Jesus said, then that'll be it. The end will come. Hallelujah. So what can we do? What can we do? We can pray and give and send laborers. We can answer the call, and some go and some send, and everybody have a part of getting this gospel out everywhere. Do you believe it or not? Everywhere. Taking the Great Commission very seriously. When we open our eyes in the morning thinking, okay, how can we get this gospel to places and people that have not heard it before? How can we get it? How can we get it? I mean, you think about James and Patty were just here, you know, from South Pacific during the meeting. And not too long ago, they took the ship, the gospel ship, it's their ship, to an island, and the people there had never heard of Adam and Eve, or Genesis, or Jesus. Well, that right there, has the gospel been preached everywhere?
No.
They never heard it. It was a total new thing to them. They'd never heard it before, but pretty much the whole village, I think, accepted Jesus.
Amen.
And then they said, any other villages? They said, yeah, over on the other side. And so they all followed them to the other place. And then they preached to them. They all received Jesus. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And when that happened, what happened? You and I got another click closer.
That's right.
To getting out of here.
Yeah.
To being done.
That's right.
In all the regular mundane activities of life, we do not need to lose sight of this. Our life is not just about getting up, going to work, coming home, washing the clothes, cutting the grass, taking a bath, right? You got to watch, because you just get into the routine. What? We're here for a purpose. We're here for such a time as this, right? And all of us. How many understand everybody who gave offerings previous weeks and months, they helped us preach the gospel here tonight. Everybody that vacuumed the floors and wiped down seats, everybody that's ministering to the children, everybody working in the parking lot, everybody on these cameras, everybody on these overhead screens, soundboard, singing, play, all of this is what? About proclaiming the good news of what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. And one of the big things he did is redeem us from the curse of the law.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me